Chapter 16. You are co-creating within a magnificently diverse universe. If you have the ability to imagine it or even to think about it, this universe has the ability and the resources to deliver it fully unto you. For this universe is like a well-stocked kitchen with every ingredient imaginable at your disposal. And within every particle of this universe is that which is wanted and the lack of it. This perspective of abundance and the lack of it is the environment in which focus is possible, and focus activates the law of attraction. If you do not have the ability to know what you do want, you will not have the ability to know what you do not want. And without the ability to know what you do not want, you could not know what you do want. And so, it is through your exposure to life experience that your natural preferences are born. In fact, these preferences are exuding from you in all moments of every day at many levels of your being. Even the cells of your well-tended-to body are having their own experience and are emanating their own preferences, and every preference is recognized by Source and immediately answered, with no exceptions. Unwanted must be allowed for wanted to be received. Sometimes our physical friends express their desire for a less diverse universe. They long for a place where there are not so many unwanted things, a place where more things are exactly as they prefer them to be. And we always explain that you did not come forth into this physical experience wanting to take all of the experiences that exist and whittle them down to a handful of good ideas upon which all of you would agree, for that would lead to endedness, which cannot be. This is an expanding universe, and all things must be allowed. In other words, for you to understand and experience what you desire, you must understand that which you do not desire, for, in order to be able to choose and focus, both must be present and understood. You did not come to fix a broken world. As non-physical source energy, expressing through your physical experience is truly the leading edge of thought. And as you're fine-tuning your creative experience, you're taking thought beyond that which it has ever been before. As you enthusiastically made the decision to come into this physical body and create in this way, you understood, from your non-physical vantage point, that this physical world was not broken and in need of repair, and you did not come forth to fix it. You saw this physical world as a creative environment in which you and everyone else could express yourselves creatively. You did not come forth to try to get others to stop doing what they're doing and do something else. You came forth understanding the value in the contrast and the balance in the variety. Every physical being on your planet is your partner in co-creation. And if you would accept that and appreciate the diversity of beliefs and desires, all of you would have more expansive, satisfying, and fulfilling experiences. Do not put those unwanted ingredients in your pie. Imagine yourself as a chef in an extremely well-stocked kitchen that contains every imaginable ingredient. Let's say that you have a clear idea of the culinary creation you desire, and you understand how to combine these easily accessible ingredients in order to fulfill your desire. And as you proceed, there are many ingredients that are not appropriate for your creation, so you do not utilize them. But you also feel no discomfort about their existence. You simply utilize the ingredients that will enhance your creation, and you leave the ingredients that are not appropriate for your creation out of your pie. Some of the ingredients in this well-stocked kitchen are harmonious with your creation, and some of them are not. But even though adding some of these ingredients to your creation would absolutely ruin your pie, you do not feel the need to push against those ingredients or to ban them from the kitchen because you understand that there is no reason for them to end up in your pie unless you put them in. And since you are clear about which ones enhance your creation and which ones do not enhance it, you feel no concern about the great variety of ingredients that exist. There's enough room for all diverse thoughts and experiences. From your non-physical perspective of the enormous variety of experiences, beliefs, and desires that exist among the people of your world, you felt no need to omit or control some of them. You understood that there is room enough in this expansive universe for all manner of thought and experience. You had every intention of being deliberate about your own creative control of your own life experience and your own creations, but you had no intentions of trying to control the creations of others. The variety did not frighten you, but instead inspired you, for you knew that you were each the creator of your own experience, and you understood that your exposure to the contrast would inspire specific directions within you, and that just because others may choose differently, it did not make you right and them wrong, or them right and you wrong. You understood the value of the diversity. Here's the process by which your universe expands. So, From the variety or contrast, your own preferences or desires are born. And in the moment that your preference begins to exist, it begins to draw to itself, through the law of attraction, the essence of that which matches it. And it then begins an immediate expansion. And as you pay attention to the way you feel and continue to choose good-feeling thoughts regarding your newly born preference, you stay aligned with it, and now it gently and easily appears in your experience, and you have now created your desire. But along with this newly achieved physical manifestation of your desire comes an evolved perspective. And so the vibrational characteristics of you and everything about you have shifted somewhat, and you have moved into a new set of contrasting circumstances that will again inspire new preferences within you, and now new rockets of desire emanate from you. And in the moment that this new desire exists, it too begins to vibrationally draw into itself, and it too expands. So now, as you continue to pay attention to the way you feel, and you choose good-feeling thoughts regarding this newly born preference, you remain vibrationally aligned with it. Therefore, it gently and easily appears in your experience. And again, you've created your desire, and again you've achieved a powerful place of clarity where another new set of contrasting factors surround you, which again will cause a new rocket of desire to be born. This is how the universe expands, and this is why you are on the leading edge of the expansion. The valuable contrast continues to provide the birthing of endless new desires, and as each desire is born, Source responds to the desire. It is a never-ending, always flowing, pure, positive energy expansion. You will never get there, so enjoy your journey. Once you consciously observe, from your own creative perspective, how each new achievement leads to another new desire, you will begin to personally understand your part in this expansive universe. And in time, you will come to remember that you never get it done because you never cease your awareness of the contrast out of which is always born a new idea or desire. The entire universe is established in that way. And as you begin to relax into the idea that you are an eternal being, that your desires will never cease to flow, and that any desire that is born has the power within it to attract, by law of attraction, all that is necessary for the expansion and fulfillment of itself, then you may remember the immense well-being upon which this universe is established, and you may then relax into the eternal nature of your own being. It is then that you will begin to enjoy your journey. If your goal is to finally, once and for all, achieve all that you desire, you'll find yourself unable to ever fulfill that goal, for the expanding nature of this universe defies that idea. You cannot ever get it done because you cannot ever cease to be, and neither can you ever halt your awareness. Yet out of your awareness will always be born another asking, and each asking always summons another answering. Your eternal nature is one of expansion, and in that expansion is the potential for unspeakable joy. Feel the balance and perfection of your environment. So, the contrast causes new desire to be born within you. The new desire radiates from you, and as you offer the vibration of your new desire, that desire is answered every time. When you ask, it is given. Now, think about the perfection of this process. Continuing new ideas for the improvement of your experience emanate from you constantly and are answered constantly. Consider the perfection of this universal environment. Every point of consciousness is improving its state of being in just the same way as you, where every desire is understood and answered and every perspective is honored and responded to. Feel the balance and perfection of your environment. Every point of consciousness, even the consciousness of a cell in your body, can request an improved state of being and get it. Since every request is granted, there is no competition. Each point of view matters. Every request is granted, and as this amazing universe unerringly expands, there is no end to the universal resources that fulfill these requests, and there is no end to the answers to the never-ending stream of questions, and for that reason, there is no competition. It is not possible for someone else to receive the resources that were meant for you, and you cannot selfishly squander resources that were intended for someone else. All desires are answered, all requests are granted, and no one is left unanswered, unloved, or unfulfilled. When you stay aligned with your energy stream, you always win, and somebody else does not have to lose for you to win. There is always enough. Sometimes our physical friends have a difficult time remembering this truth because they may experience some shortage in their experience or observe it in the experience of another. But what they're witnessing is not an evidence of shortage or a lack of resources, but instead the disallowance of the receiving of the resources that have been requested and answered. Step one has occurred. The asking is in place. Step two has occurred. The answering is in place. But step three, the allowing has not occurred. If someone is not receiving what they're asking for, it's not because there's a shortage of resources. It can only be that the person holding the desire is out of alignment with their own request. There is no shortage. There is no lack. There is no competition for resources. There is only the allowing or the disallowing of that which you're asking for.